This morning when I received my weekend Hamodiah, I saw the headlines on the front page. It says here, countdown that raises us up, which is referring to Sfiras HaOmer, which is the subject of our shiur today. But as we will see, I'm not sure if this headline is 100% accurate. So that's what we're going to discuss in the shiur.
What does it say?
Countdown that raises us up.
Because when we count the Omer.
When we count the Omer, it raises us up. But we'll get back to this headline later in the shiur and see maybe it's not so accurate. We'll begin with the pasuk in Parshas Emor, Perchav Gimel Pasuk Lamed Dalet. The pasuk says, "B'chamisha asur yom lechodesh hashvi azeh chag hasukos shivus yom l'Hashem." So we know that chag hasukos is 7 days. On pasuk lamed vav, it says, "B'yom hashmini mikra chodesh yelachem atzerasu kol melechus avod loisasu." So this 8th day of sukkos is a yontiv by itself. It's called shmini atzeras, and Rashi over there explains that the it's like someone, a child who's leaving his parent, and the parent says, "Kashalai pridaschem, it's hard to part. Stay one more day." Atzeres means hold back. Hashem is holding us back one more day. So that's the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Now we know that Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutz Lartz. In Eretz Yisrael, you have 1 day Yom Tov followed by 6 days of Chol HaMoed. The 7th day is Hoshana Rabbah. Then comes the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, which is together with Simchas Torah. In Chutz Lartz, the first 2 days are Yontiv. Then there's 5 days of Chol HaMoed. The 7th day, again, is Hoshana Rabbah, like in Eretz Yisrael. But we have the 8th day and the 9th day. The 8th day is Simchas, is Shmini Atzeres, and the 9th day is Simchas Torah. So, but what's equal both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz is that we have a Yontiv day in the beginning, we have a Yontiv day at the end, and then in the middle we have what's called Chol HaMoed. Now, Pesach, which we just celebrated, is a little different. We have a Yontiv in the beginning. There's no Yontiv. There's a Yontiv at the end, but there's not 8 days. It's only 7 days. We have, right? In Eretz Yisrael, we have 1 day, and the 7th day is Yontiv. In the Chutz Lartz, we have the first 2 days Yontiv, the last 2 days Yontiv, and the middle days are Chol HaMoed. But we don't have an 8th day. That's what we think. However, the Ramban in Parshas Emor, on that Pasuk over there, Pasuk Lamed Vav, says we're wrong. There is an 8th day to Pesach. And what is that 8th day? And it's also called Atzeres, just like the Yontiv, the end of Sukkot is called Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. The Yontiv at the end of Pesach is also called Atzeres. Which Yontiv is that? That's the Yontiv of Shavuos. So what are the days in the middle? So the Ramban tells us that the days in the middle are Sfiras HaOmer, and Sfiras HaOmer is considered like Chol HaMoed. So just like you have by Sukkot, a Yontiv at the beginning and a Yontiv at the end, then in the middle Chol HaMoed. So in this regard, Pesach is in the beginning, Sfiras HaOmer is Chol HaMoed in the middle, and at the end you have Shavuos, which, by the way, is called Atzeres, just like Shmini Atzeres is the 8th day of Sukkot. Let's see the words of the Ramban inside. V'tziva b'chag hamatzah yishiva yomim b'kedusha. You should have 7 holy days. And then, u'menol mimenu tishva arboim yom, and count from Pesach 49 days. V'kidesh yom shmini, and the 8th day is again a holy day. What's that 8th day, Shavuos? Kishmini shel chag. Whenever you use the word chag, just plain chag, you refer to Sukkot. Just like by Sukkot you have the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, the same thing here. Shavuos is like the 8th day of Pesach. V'hayomim hasipurim ben tayim. And the days that we count in between the 49 days of Sfira, kecholoi shel moed. Bein harishin v'ashmini b'chag. They are the same as by Sukkot, that you have Chol HaMoed in between the first days and Shmini Atzeres. So here we have 40. It's a longer Chol HaMoed. Here we have. It's not. It doesn't have all the dinim of Chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed, there are things that are usur to be done unless you have certain mitigating circumstances. But in concept, the Ramban says it is similar to Chol HaMoed. Vehu Yom Matan Torah. This is the eighth day of Pesach. We said there's no eighth day. The Ramban says, yes, there is an eighth day. What is that eighth day? That day is Shavuos. Vehu Yom Matan Torah. This is the day when the Torah was given. Sheherem boy es isha agdol, Hashem showed Kol Yisrael a big fire, udvoroi shamu b'toicha esh, and in the middle of the fire we heard the sound of Hashem's anoichi Hashem lekecha, ulekach, therefore, yikru rabbeseinu zechronim levracha, b'chol mokoim, chag hashvuas atzeres, ki hu ki yoim shmini shel chag, shekorei akos of ken. So the Ramban says that's why whenever Chazal refer to the yontiv of Shavuos, they don't call it Shavuos, they call it Chag HaAtzeres. They are referring to Shavuos and they're calling it Atzeres. Why? Because just like the eighth day of Pesach is called, the eighth day of Sukkot is called Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Pesach, which comes 49 days later, that is also called Atzeres. So from this Ramban, we see that Sviras HaOmer is called Chol HaMoed. This is a famous Ramban. He compares the days of Sviras HaOmer to Chol HaMoed. But Rav Schlesinger said that if you look in the Sfas Emes, he even goes a step further. The Sfas Emes says that the days of Sviras HaOmer are like a yontif. Not just Chol HaMoed, but like a yontif. Where does he get that from? So the Sfas Emes says, in Parshas Emor, Yemei HaSvira Niskorim Toicha Ma'adis. Where do we find the whole Parsha of Sviras HaOmer? It's in the Parsha, in Parshas Emor, which discusses all the Ma'adis. Amoyed, the simple translation, we're going to see the Sfas Emes gives a different idea to what Moyed means. The simple idea of Moyed comes from the root word Vad, a meeting, like it's a time set aside that we meet with Hashem. So in the Parsha of Moedos, which includes Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, in there is put Sviras HaOmer. And on that whole Parsha it says, Eile Moedei Hashem. These are the appointed times when you're supposed to meet Hashem. You have to be Ola Regal, you have to go three times a year up to the Beis HaMikdash. And in that Parsha of Eile Moedei Hashem, We read in the Torah, this is what we read this parsha on the Yom Tovim, Usvartim lechem shevesh abosis tmimois, you should count 7 weeks, Shehema yontiv, kemoi Chol HaMoed. There are yontiv like Chol HaMoed, and this is the Ramban, he refers to that Ramban, Sheyesh kedusha lefneim ulachreim, there's a holiness, a holy day of yontiv before and after. What are the holy days? Mitzias Mitzrayim, Ad Kabbalah Shatayra. Pesach is going out of Mitzrayim. Shavuos is receiving the Torah. And just like he says, you have the 7 days of Pesach, Chol HaMoed between the first day of Pesach and the seventh, and Sukkot, you have Chol HaMoed between the first day of Sukkot and the eighth, the same thing over here. So I was learning with a chavrusa, and he pointed out, without this Sfas Emes, we could say that it's not a yontif, it's a moyed. There's a difference between moyed and yontif. Chol HaMoed is certainly a moyed. In fact, the Mishnah says, many people do, unfortunately, are not careful in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. They do malachas as if they're more chol than moyed. They forget that it's a moyed, and they just do malachas. There's all kinds, you're only allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed in certain situations which are permitted according to halacha. A person should ask a rav everything that you want to do. Is this permitted or not? It's very complicated halachas. But people treat it, and it says, Chas v'Shalom, a person is mevaze and pirkei avos. It says a very terrible punishment on someone who is mevaze hamoyados. What's moyados mean? Not that he's mevaze Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, that he's very careful. It's yontif. But Moedos refers to Chol HaMoed. He's not careful about Chol HaMoed. He treats it like a weekday. So everyone agrees that Chol HaMoed is called Moed. What the Sfas Emes, and as it's part of the appointed times that you meet with Hashem, what the Sfas Emes is teaching us is that Moed, it's not only a Moed, but it has an adyantiv. I told my Chavrusa that it's like we have, you know, you have Kerem, You have kedem, grape juice, light, and the heavy. The light one is a third of the sugar content of the heavy one. It's light. You have mayonnaise light. So chol hamoed is yontiv light. That's how I understand it. But it's yontiv, it's not just moed. From the Sfas Emes, we see that he says it has a din. It's called yontiv. But then the Sfas Emes, and then he goes a step further. He says, Sfiris HaOmer has to do with a pasuk. I believe it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tmimim. Hashem knows the days of the Tmimim, which I didn't research the pasuk. I believe this refers to, for example, Tzadikim are Nifter, the same, many of them are the same day that they're born, they're Nifter. They have the exact life on it's Tumim. But the Sfas Emes says this pasuk refers to Tmimim. You know what's Tmimim? Sheva Shabbosos Tmimois. You have to count the 7 weeks, have to be full. That's why when we start counting the Sfiris HaOmer, we wait till it's dark. We're not makabel early and say Sfira when it's still the first day of Yontiv. We have to make sure it's dark outside, it's nighttime, because we have to get the full, and when it ends by Shavuos, we wait till it's dark. We want to get the 49 full days from darkness to darkness. It has to be Tumim. So this pasuk is Yodea Hashem. Hashem knows Yemei Tmimim, the days of the Tmimim. Tmimim refers, says the Sfas Emes, to Sfiris HaOmer, which is supposed to be the pasuk says Tmimois. And now the Sfas Emes tells us a new pshat in Moed. Moed, we said, is meeting up at an appointed time with Hashem. He says the word Moed comes from Yodea. Hashem knows us. Not he meets with us, but Yodea Hashem, you may dream. Now, exactly what Rav Schlesinger said, he's going to explain it in the shir. I didn't hear it. I think he forgot to explain it. But whatever the meaning is, this is how the Sfas Emes understands the word Moed, and he fits in that pasuk to Sfiris HaOmer. So far we have that Sfiris HaOmer is a Chol HaMoed, Ramban. Sfas Emes tells us it's even like a yontiv. We said yontiv light, but it's yontiv. And the third thing says the Sfas Emes, that it's considered like Shabbos. It has some aspect of Shabbos. How do we know? Because the pasuk says Sheva Shabbosos Tmimois. It refers to it as Shabbos. And the Sfas Emes goes on to say a very interesting thing, that just like the physical world, during Nisan and Iyar, we know there's a mitzvah, I don't know if all of us have done it yet, but there's a mitzvah in Nisan and Iyar. If you see new blossoming fruit trees, to make a special bracha. Says the Sfas Emes, just like for the whole year, the moment of physical growth is during this time when nature rejuvenates itself, so too in spiritual growth. The whole year, says the Sfas Emes, is dependent on these days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's how significant they are. These are the days where a person spiritually, ruchnius, rejuvenates himself and grows, and just like the budding fruit trees blossoms, that's when a person is supposed to work on himself to blossom in spirituality for the entire year. So this is the beginning. Sfiris HaOmer is Chol HaMoed, it's Yontif, it's Shabbos. Says Rav Schlesinger, but if you look at it from another angle, it's totally just the opposite. And that's what he wants to understand. How do you understand the two sides of a coin that it becomes one coin? Because on the other way, people are busy in Sfiris HaOmer, they come to a Rav, am I allowed to buy this? Am I not allowed to buy this? Could I fix this? Why are they asking these questions? So we all know that it says in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tuf Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Noyagin Shloi Lisa Isha Ben Pesach Latzeres Ad Lag La'omer. You don't get married during the Sfira. Now the minig of the Svard of the Shulchan Aruch is the first 34 days till Lamed Dalet Ba'omer, not to get married. Other Ashkenazim have a different minig. Why? Sheba oisei zman mesu tamid of Rabbi Akiva. The 24,000 tamid of Rabbi Akiva died. So we have to know avelus. That's why people don't shave. Starting today, Even people who shaved till Rosh Chodesh, but after Rosh Chodesh, the Ashkenazim joined the Sephardim. From now to Lag BaOmer, nobody shaves, according to both customs. Right? So this is all to remember the death of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Says Rav Schlesinger, the halacha doesn't expect us to feel like a regular, when a person, Chashom, loses a relative, so you feel it's a time of mourning, so I don't shave, that's part of the mourning. Here, the halacha doesn't expect us to mourn. Even, he said, someone would bring a yichus brief. He would bring a letter that he knows he could prove that he's a descendant from one of the students of Rabbi Akiva. Even if he could prove such a thing, no one would expect him that he's going to mourn over this long-lost relative thousands of years ago to Talmud Rabbi Akiva. He never knew this ancestor. He has no feelings for this ancestor. Yet we see that halacha wants us to mourn during this time. What's the rationale? What's the halacha trying to teach us? And how do we reconcile the two opposites? On the one hand, you're telling me it's Yontiv and Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, the Sefiras Omer. And on the other hand, you're telling me it's a time. We know Yontiv, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed. Imagine a time of the year where you have a triple whammy. You have it's Yontiv and Shabbos and Chol HaMoed all together. So, wow, what a great, joyous time it is. On the other hand, it's a time of Avelus. And in fact, we find in the Tur says, Vahatam. The reason for the isser of getting married, of shaving, of haircuts, shaloi laharbois besimcha, mipnei misas tamidu Rav Akiva. We should not have simcha. On the one hand, you're telling me it's yontiv,
yeah, right.
And Shabbos. It's a time of oinig Shabbos, simchas yontiv. On the other hand, you're telling me this time of the year is a time where we should not have simcha. And again, it's not because we're really mourning for the Talmid of Rav Akiva, but for some reason, the halacha wants us to act in avelus during this, on the one hand, happy time. On the other hand, we have to act with avelus. Now, he's building up the question. There's a famous question concerning Sefiras Omer. Any mitzvah that comes from time to time, we make a shechianu. My wife asks me every yontiv, do I make a shechianu? So the rule is, you make a shechianu every yontiv, except the last days of Pesach. The last days of Pesach are we already experienced the first days of Pesach. Shemini Atzeres, Regel B'fnei Atzmai, that's a yontiv by itself. So you got to make shechianu. It's a new yontiv. The last days of Pesach are the same as the first days, and therefore you don't make a shechianu. But the rule is, any mitzvah that comes from time to time, you make a shechianu. So the question is, Sefiras Omer comes from time to time. Every year, at a certain time, we count Sefiras Omer. Why aren't you making shechianu on Sefiras Omer? There are many answers given to this question. The Elio Rabba says in the name of the Avud Raham, because the world is in pain from Pesach till Shavuos. What are they in pain about? Over the wheat, the grain, and the trees. In other words, a farmer plants, but he doesn't know if he's going to reap. Maybe there'll be a tsunami, a hurricane, a tornado. Maybe he'll lose all his crops. So he's very anxious. Till he sees the harvest, insects will come and eat it up. A wind will come and blow it away. There's all kinds of things that can happen. So during this time when people, their whole parnassa of the year is in this time when either they'll make it or they won't make it. So they're in tremendous anxiety. They're in tsar. Ulekach says David Ram, Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu Lispor Yomim Eilu, Hashem commanded us to count these days, Kidei Shenisker Tsar Oilu. We should remind ourselves of the pain that the world is going through. V'loshevloi b'leiv shalom, and we should do tshuva. U'leschanin l'fonim, we should pray. L'rachim ala tfua, God should have mercy on the grain. Again, simcha on one hand, and tsar and avelus on the other hand. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a rishon, says about Sefiras Omer, the same question, why don't we make shechianu? So he says, yesh oimrim l'fi she'en kan anoa v'loi simcha. During this time of year, there's no anor, there's no simcha. And you know what it's really like, he says? Those who know that this is a period of din, of justice. And he says, that's why we bring on Pesach, the Omer was a korban sa'orim. It was made from barley. Barley is an animal food. On Shavuos, we have Shtei Alechem. That's human food. But this period is animal food. That shows it's not mercy, like if a person was nigzer to eat animal food. It's a time of din. Again, this is all building up to this question. On the one hand, Shabbos Yontif Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, din, tsar, etc. And that's why it's not a time to make Shechianu. And finally, he brought the following. We're all familiar with the story that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during this period of the year. 24,000 Talmidim. Now, they were very great people, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, but on their great level, they weren't careful in Bein Adam L'Chaver, in the honor that one gave to the other. And since this is a time of justice, then that's why they died during this period of the year. And he brought a story that not many people are familiar with, a Gemara Menachos. Rav Tarfon asked a certain question, and there was a Talmud there whose name was Yehuda Bar Nechemya. And Yehuda Bar Nechemya gave an answer to Rav Tarfon's question. And Rav Tarfon, when he heard the answer, kept quiet. It seemed to be that he was agreeing, Rav Tarfon was agreeing to the answer that Yehuda Bar Nechemya gave. So when Yehuda Bar Nechemya saw that Rav Tarfon agreed to his answer, his face lit up and he was smiling. He was happy. He had a glow on his face. In other words, the old man, the Rav, didn't know the answer, and I knew the answer. He was very proud of himself. Amar Loi Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Yehuda, Zavu Panecha, your face is shining. You're happy. Shehi Shafta Es Azakin, that you gave an answer to the elder, to Rav Tarfon. Timiani, I wonder, Im Tarech Yamim. I'm not sure if you're going to have a long life. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi said, Oysa Aperek Prois HaPesachaya. What time of the year did this incident happen? It was the time now between Pesach and Shavuos. Kishalisi Latzeres. When I went up on Shavuos, I went over there to where Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya was. Sha'alti Achrav. I didn't see him around. Yehuda Bar Nechemya, Heichenu, where is he? Apparently he was there during the time. Then he left and he came back and he didn't see him. Amru li, and they told me, Niftar v'holochlo, he's not living anymore. What Rabbi Akiva was worried about, that chas v'shalom, he would die, actually happened. And what time of year was this? Between Pesach and Shavuos. So we see, here's the dichotomy that we have. On the one hand, as we showed from the Ramban and the Sfas Emes, that the Sfiras Omer is Shabbos and Chol HaMoed and Yontif. And on the other hand, we showed from all these sources that you don't say Shechianu, it's a time of Avelis, it's a tsar over the Tvua, and it's a time of Din, it's a Sakana time, it's a dangerous time where bad things can happen if a person is not very careful. How do these two diametrically opposed one to the other, how do they fit together on one coin, these two conflicting concepts? So, that's the first question. We finished the first question. Now comes the second question. And this has to do with the headline that I began with from the Hamodia. Countdown to, I forgot the exact language, countdown to lift us up, I think. Countdown that raises us up. So, but the problem is, it's really not a countdown. It's a count up. That's the problem with the headline. Let me explain. The Levush also answers this question, why don't we make a Shechianu on Sfira? So he is the first one of all that we've said so far who begins to go into the idea, what's this counting all about? What's the idea? We don't have this the rest of the year. During this period from Pesach to Shavuos, we count. What's the idea of counting? Says the Levush, that Hashem wanted us to count 50 days from the time we went out of Mitzrayim until Matan Torah. Ko'odom ha-mitzape, like a person who's waiting, umamtin ad yoim hag-mugbo loy, Losses matana merub oy dover acher she yismach boy. Umekave umiyachel masayia oisei ayom esher chavetz boy. He's waiting. Let's say a kid is waiting for a birthday. He knows the birthday. He's going to get a party. He's going to get a birthday present. An older man. On this day he was promised a bonus. He's going to get X amount of dollars. He's waiting for something that day when that happens. He's going to be rich or whatever. Cain, Tziva Hashem Yisborach. Just like a person counts towards that day, Hashem told us a mitzvah. Lispor kol ha-yomim v'ashvuos ad ha-yom shekiminu. That we should count all the weeks and days until that day that we're waiting for. Which day is that? Hu yom matan Torahseinu. This is the day of the giving of the Torah. What does the counting accomplish? L'chaviv oleinu es ha-Torah. This causes us to have a love for the Torah. Ulaharoi shehi chaviva aleinu yoiser miyoyim hagula shel Mitzrayim. And this counting shows us, it teaches us that this day that we're waiting for is more important than the day that we left Mitzrayim. All the simcha that we had at the night of the Seder, that we went out of Mitzrayim, they're very good. But the purpose of the night of going out of Mitzrayim was tavdun es alekim alahor hazeh. That 50 days later, you're going to get the Torah at Har Sinai. Vehu ikur hayoyim shekivinu. It is the main thing. That's the tachlis of going out of Mitzrayim. The purpose of leaving Mitzrayim. It says, voitseisi, voitzalti, vigoalti, vilakachti. The purpose of going out is for lakachti yeschem lilam. That I'm going to take you for a people. You're going to be my people. You're going to be the chosen people who are going to receive the Torah. The imken asvira hu ba'avur. Now here he uses two words, which I think I know what they mean. Taicheles hamemeshucha. It means a drawn out, prolonged longing. She'anu marin, we're showing, she'yarech lanu azman ad yoy matan Torah, that Hashem is lengthening the time until Matan Torah. We'll come back to what these words mean in a few minutes. Ubechol yoyim, anu mevorchim mishapkin shehigia oisei hayoyim. Every day that goes by in the Sefira, we thank Hashem that He gave us this day, v'niskarev yoyim Matan Torah, and the day of Matan Torah, which is the purpose of going out of Mitzrayim, is getting one day closer. V'imkein says, the Levush, eich nevorch zman al Sefira. How can we say Shechiyanu on Svira, Adayin lo yigia yom shekivinu. Today is the fifth, if there's any lady that's still counting here, today is the 15th day of the Omer. 2 weeks and one day. But is this the day we're waiting for? We're not waiting for today. We're waiting for the 50th day after the 49. So how can I make a Shechiyanu for these days that are leading up to the day? Shehu ikra simcha shu matan Torah. That's the main simcha, the day of the giving of the Torah. Sharei ein mevorchin zman al dover shere smechem boy. We only say shechiyon on something that makes us happy. V'nimtzed al kol yoyim ein lo simcha al oisa yoyim shadayin lo yigiyah yoyim atachas. Every day that goes by this year, we're not happy for that day because we haven't reached yet our goal. The goal is Shavuos. By Shavuos, the emes yom shechiyanu. On Shavuos, in fact, then we will say a shechiyanu. But on the days leading up to Shavuos, we don't. The question that Rav Schlesinger asked, the second question that he wants to answer is, imagine he gave a marshal, and this marshal is actually given by Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, and this is quoted by the run in the end of Masechta Pesachim brings down that the Jews, when they heard that they're going to serve Hashem, they asked, when is that going to happen? When are we going to get the Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, in 50 days on Shavuos, you're getting the Torah. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, Mirov simchasam, shehayom amtinim oisei maimed, hayomoinim oisei kafka. The Jews already, in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they started counting. Kechosen hamoine yoim hachnasis kalosa lechuppah, like a chosin who's counting the days that he's going to bring his kala to the chuppah. So the Rav Schlesinger said this marshal of a chosin bring his kala to the chuppah. So lechaira, a bacher became, this is the marshal, a bacher became a chosin, mazel tov. And now they set the date 3 months And in the 3 months, he has to get a suit, and he has to get an apartment, and he has to do everything, the hall and the everything, the photographer and the video and all the trimmings. Right? He has to get this accomplished in three. So he starts counting. But l'chayra, the normal way of counting is count down. I have 90 days to the chas. I have 3 months. So now I only have 89 days, 88, 87. We're going down, 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 down. And here, by Sfiris HaOmer, we do the opposite. That's what I'm saying. The L'chaira, the headline of the Amidah, is not 100% accurate. It's not a countdown. It's a count up. And that's the name of this shir. Sfiris HaOmer, count down or count up. The actuality is we are counting up from Sfiris HaOmer, from the Omer. The bringing of the Omer was on the second day of Pesach, when we start Sfiris HaOmer. We're counting up, we're counting toward, up toward Shavuos. If we were counting down, the Chinuch later will say, we should be counting down to the other Korban that was brought in Shavuos. What was that? The Shtei Alechem. So we should go, we should start the counting, Hayom Tishav Arboim Yoim Le Shtei Alechem. Instead of saying, Hayom Yoim Rishon La'omer from Pesach, and count up, up, up till we get to 49. We should start on the first night, the second night of the Seder, by Pesach. We should start, today is the 49th day, towards the Korban, special Korban of Shavuos, called the Shtei Halechem. So if it's a marshal of a chassan who's going to marry a kala, he's not going to count, oh, I already finished 1 day from the Tznoyim, 5 days from the Tznoyim. He's going to count, I have 85 days left till the chasna. I got 75 days left. Count down. That's the question. Why do we count up? We should count down. So first, Rav Schlesinger, as he usually does, he gives what others say, and then he's going to give his own idea. So what do the others say? So first, the Levush that we mentioned before perhaps addresses this question. The Levush made a statement, and he said, and I said we're going to come back to it, She'onu marin she'yarich lonu hazman ad yoy matan Torah. We show that it's long for us this man until matan Torah. Now the way Rav Schlesinger understood it, I understood it maybe a little different. The way he understood it was that the person is saying, when he counts to Omer, that Hashem has he's lengthened. Let me try to remember how he put it. He's been marich the zman, meaning that. Let me say my pshat that I'm more familiar with. My pshat is that as every day goes by, the person is more frustrated that he's not there. And there's two things happening at the same time. On the one hand, you're getting closer and closer. On the other hand, 10 days have gone by, and I'm still not by Shavuos. 15 days, I had to suffer another 5 days. And that's why, that's part of us not making Shechianu. The Levush said, how can I make Shechianu on this day? I don't want this day, I want the day in 50 days. So the way I understand it is, on the one hand, every day that we count, the Levush says, we thank Hashem, thank you for getting me a day closer. But on the other hand, I'm frustrated. We're used to instant gratification. I want it right away. I had to wait 15 days. I have to wait now 20 days. And as every day that goes by, I'm feeling more and more frustrated that I'm still not there. Okay, I'm trying to still to remember how Rav Schlesinger learned. He learned I can't remember it right now, so we're going to move on. But anyway, so the point is that there is, I'm getting closer on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's taking too long. The way he expressed it was, maybe it's similar to what I'm saying, I wish that I was already, I'm holding by 10, but I wish I was holding by 45. This is the point, a little different than what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm suffering every day, another day going by. The way he said it is, I'm holding by 10 only. I wish I was holding by 45. I'm holding only by 15. I wish I was holding by 48 already. This is the way the Levush, and that's why we don't make a Shechianu, because there's tsar in this. Now the Chinuch, there's a famous Chinuch here. And the Chinuch says, Mishrashe HaMitzvah, the basis of the mitzvah, Sir Yisoymer, Al Tzad HaPshat, Lefi Shekol Ikri Shel Yisrael Ein El HaTorah. What's the main thing of the Jewish people, Torah? Umivnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim V'Oretz. The Yisrael, and because of Torah, the heaven and earth and the nation of Yisrael were created. As it says in the pasuk, "Im loibrisi yaimim v'layla chukish shemayim v'aretz v'samti." If not for my Torah day and night, I would never have given the laws of nature. V'hu ikur v'asiba shenigalu v'yatzim Mitzrayim kidei sheyikabla Torah miSinai v'yikaimu. And the main purpose of leaving Mitzrayim was they should accept the Torah and keep it, as Hashem said to Moshe. This is the sign that I sent you to Bnei Yisrael. When you leave Mitzrayim, you're going to serve Hashem on Har Sinai. So says the Chinuch, Klomar, this means, they're going to accept the Torah. This is the main purpose that they were redeemed. This is the main good for them. The Inyan Godel Hulahem Yoiser Menacheris Mavins. The same like we said from I think it was the Levush before. This is even more important than the freedom from slavery. Ulachain Asa Hashem Yisbaruch Moshe Ois Betzesa Me Avdus LeKabos HaTorah. The Hashem said the sign that you're going to be Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai is the fact that you left Mitzrayim. So the Chinuch says, Ki hatofel oisen ois la'olam elo ikar. You always take the secondary, not so important thing, and you make it a sign for the more important thing. Umevnei came, he kol ikin she Yisrael. It's the whole purpose of the Jewish people. Ubavura nigalu, and because of the Torah we were redeemed. Everything that the Jews received, the greatness, was because they are going to receive the Torah. Now, here's why we count, says the Chinuch. To show in our souls, the great desire, on that day, that's important in our hearts. Ke'eved yishav tzel. These are famous words of the Chinuch. Like a slave who is sweating in the hot sun, and he's working hard work, and his boss says, I'll give you 5 minutes off to be in the shade. So, I can revive myself. I'm almost ready to collapse. That's how we're looking towards the Torah. V'yimne tamid, he's always counting. And during those 5 minutes in the shade, he's thinking to himself, I wish I was out of here. When am I going to get freed already? Ki aminyan, when a person counts, it shows a person, ki kol yishrei v'chol cheftzoi, his entire desire, lahagia lazmanahu, to get to that point. Now comes the Chinuch's question. We count how many days went by already. Why don't we count that we should count towards the shtei alechem? How much time we have? 48 days left. We have 10 days left. Why aren't we going that way? Countdown. Ki calls them Maralon or Rotzen Achazel Lagi Elazman, the Alkin Loinirzel Haskir Betchilis Cheshbenain, Ribui Ayom Shieshlon Lagi Elakorbin, Shtei Alechem Shalatzeres. So he said, the Chinuch says an interesting thing. Like somebody, my Harusa gave me a marshal, a guy gets 50 years in prison. So if he's going to start thinking of how many days he's going to be in prison, he'll get depressed. But this way, if he thinks, okay, I did 1 day, I did 2 days, I accomplished something. He's going to think, I got 50 years minus 1 day. he'll be totally go out of his mind. If he counts how much he did it. So if we have to be, we want to get to Shavuos. That's what we're desire. If we would start there 49 days, we would collapse. I can't take it. I have 49 days left. So this way, that we shouldn't start off in a depressed way, we say, oh, Baruch Hashem, one day gone, 2 days gone.
Someone goes on a diet.
So he says, but the chinuch asked a question. So why, let's say when we get to 26, over half, we get to 30, 35. So now let's go, oh, we're almost there. Let's go. Oh, he says, no. He says, in the middle, you're going to change gears when you get closer, and you're going to say, oh, at the 35th day, you're going to start changing. It's too confusing. You do one thing. So that's how he explains it. So really, we're counting toward Shavuos, but we're counting up because that gives us a feeling of satisfaction. One day, 2 days, I accomplished something. If we would start with the higher amount, we get depressed, and in the middle, we can't switch. And one of the, I heard from Rav Pinchas, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he said that, one of the Marshal Chazal give is like a tinek haberech beisever, a guy who's waiting for vacation. So he rips off every day, he makes X's every day, he's getting up closer to vacation day. So he says, by us, if we would count down, so we wouldn't, the headline was to raise ourselves up. We only can raise ourselves up if every day that goes by is meaningful to us. I accomplished 1 day toward Shavuos. I accomplished 7 days toward Shavuos. I accomplished 14 days. I'm building myself up to the great day. If it would be a countdown, I got rid of 1 day already. I'm closer to my objective. We have to be machshiv, the 49 days, our preparation for the big 50th day. That's why we do it this way. That was his explanation. Now, briefly, because time is running out, briefly I'm going to tell you what Rav Schlesinger said. Rav Schlesinger brought a pasuk in Kehelis. This is his own pshat. In Kehelis it says, Vayhi b'yoyim ha-shmini, on last week's parsha, shmini. So it says at the end of Kehelis, there's a pasuk in Kehelis, Tain chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. Many pshatim in the Medrash, what this pasuk in Kehelis refers to. One of the pshatim is, I think from Rav Yehuda, it refers to the 7 days of Miluyim, when they consecrated the Mishkan. They had 7 days where Moshe Rabbeinu did a special avoda in the Mishkan. And on the 8th day, that's when the Mishkan was established, and Aaron and his children took over the avoda. Now, we know what happened on the 8th day. The Bnei Aaron brought a korban that they weren't commanded, the Ketores. A fire went out and killed them. So, and on that, the pasuk says, "V'achechem kol beis Yisrael yifku es asreifa asher sarif Hashem." All the Jewish people should cry over the burning that Hashem did. Now, the pella of this whole incident is that Yoyim Hashmini and Shira Shirim is referred to as Yoyim Simchas Liboy. This is the chasana. This is the day where Hashem, like, so to speak, Kavayachal, marries Klal Yisrael. It's the most joyous day. Why? If Hashem, first of all, what terrible thing did they do? They wanted to bring an extra korban. Okay? They weren't commanded, but Hashem had to take his clothes. They were close to Hashem. They did it because they wanted to even get closer. They shouldn't have done it. And Hashem has to take, let's say you had a wedding and something happens. You can't wait till the next day to punish a child did something wrong. In the middle of a chasna, that's not the time to punish a child. Wait the next day. Why did Hashem have to disturb his great joyous day of the erection of the Mishkan, which is compared to the Yom that the heaven and earth were created? Why do you have to spoil it like that? So the Meshe Chachma, and this is the yisod of what Rav Schlesinger is trying to say. The Meshe Chachma says, Ki misasam hoya hechrechi. Their misa had to be. Why did it have to be? Because the Gemara says in Masechet Bava Kama, Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron, yivatru meyav, or yivatru chayav. Whoever says Hashem overlooks things, then let his stomach be overlooked also. In other words, your intestines, in other words, we can overlook a few valves in your system, a few pipes in your system, you're not going to live either. If you think Hashem can overlook things, Hashem doesn't overlook anything. So the Meshech Chochma explains that if after the Chet HaEgel, they would have got the Mishkan, and Hashem would have overlooked what Nadav Aviu did, even though it was a very small chet, Klal Yisrael would have thought that, hey, you know, this Hashem, it's great. As Reb Schlesinger said it, you did something wrong? Don't worry about it. No problem. You build a beautiful building for Hashem, a Mishkan. You give a little charity, and no problem. Hashem will overlook it. Hashem had to show a balance. In other words, the Mishkan was a matnas chinam. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a matnas chinam. But we didn't deserve it. We were under Memtesh Shari Tumma. And yet Hashem in his love, he took us out for nothing. We didn't deserve it. But don't think that that's the way it always is. Hashem at Shavuos is at Seris. It's the eighth day. The Ramban, you remember at the beginning of the Shir, we said that the eighth day of Pesach is Shavuos, with Tzvirus Armas Chalamoid in the middle. Just like at Seris of Sukkot, the eighth day. So the eighth day, Vayhi Bayoyim HaShmini, it was the eighth day of Meluyim. But that's what the Medrash says here. Tein Chelik L'Shiva, V'gam L'Shmaina. That in order for there to be a successful view of Hashem, there had to be the 7 days of the Mishkan was erected. That was like Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was Matnas Chinam. They just did a Chet HaEgel. Hashem should give them a Mishkan where the Shechinah should be Shoira. But if Hashem would not have reacted as a balance, that don't think that it's Matnas Chinam. Don't think that everything's for free. There's a Midas Hadin. And a Midas Hadin, you have to know that Hashem is going to be a Hashem Elohim. Hashem is Midas Rachman, but there's Elohim. Midas Hadin. If Hashem would not have reacted on the Chasna, it could be whatever day it is, he had to show this Midas Hadin to make a balance. Otherwise, people's Avodas Hashem would become warped. They would think that Hashem, yeah, you could take care of Hashem, no problem. You could smear him with a little money, a little confession, a little tefillah, and no problem. That's what Hashem had to show. So Shiva are the 7 days. That's where Aaron got his training to be a Kohen when he saw what Moshe did. So everything, you have seven, but you need eight. The seven represents where Hashem is like, is giving things for free away. He shouldn't have, the whole Mishkan and the Avodah, we shouldn't have received after the Chet HaEgel. If Hashem wouldn't have balanced it with V'gam Shmoina, V'advehi Bayoyim HaShmini, on the happy day where the Mishkan was erected, if Hashem wouldn't have shown the Midas Hadin, then people would get the wrong idea in Avodas Hashem, that Hashem is a Vatrin, and Kol Ha'im Hashem Vatrin V'atuchayim. He brought a Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yam Shel Shlomo says that their people say that, what I got from Hashem is much more than I deserve. According to my actions, I should never get this and this from Hashem. He says that's a wrong thing. If you say that, then you're saying Hashem's a vatrin. You have to add the words, if not for my schus avos. There must be, I have some merit from my previous generations that I deserve it. Or you say, if not for the midas chanun of Hashem. In other words, you have to recognize that Midas Hadin is very strict. Maybe you got this from the Midah of Chanun V'Rachum. But if you're going to say that even in the Midas Hadin, Hashem is not so mishpat, that's a bad thing. So this is the explanation. This answers our two questions that we started with. The question was that on the same coin you have Sfiras Omer, Shabbos, Yontif, Chalamayid, days of joy, and on the other hand, we're asked to be a Misabel for Talmid Rabbi Akiva, not that we're mourning for them, but in this period we have a concept, we have to have Avelis. It's a time of Din, it's a time of Tsar, it's a time of Sakana, as we proved from various sources. How do we recognize these two things? The answer is, because there is, in an avodas Hashem, there is din and rachamim. It's not only rachamim. If you say Hashem is only rachamim, that's wrong. So there have to be both. That's why he says we work up. We work up to say, I did 2 weeks. Where am I holding? Am I ready for Kabbalah Satira? That's why we go. Today is 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 14 days. Where am I holding? Like a chasna who says, okay, I got 3 months to get everything ready to the chasna. Oive, it's already a month gone. Where am I holding? How much time do I have left? I got to get prepared. So the counting up, like we said before, the counting up makes that every day is significant and we're building up. And the counting up from the Omer is putting a pressure on us, which we need during these days. These days are simchadik days, but they're also, at the same time, they're balanced with reckoning. We have to reckon, what have we done in the 2 weeks that we've already passed? This is the thing. So I just want to add, if you want to go, you can go. You know. I just want to add one thing. I have to speak to Rav Schlesinger about this, but I think what Rav Schlesinger says, and with this we'll conclude, is a pachad yitzhak, Rav Yitzhak Huttner. Rav Huttner says that we know that there's a mizmor, I'm not sure it's Kuf Yud Gimel, I'm not sure, called Hallel HaGadol. Hallel HaGadol, Kilo Elim Chazda. We say 26 times, we say it on every Shabbos davening, and Yontif davening. 26 times, Kilo Elim Chazdai. So the Gemara says this represents the 26 generations that preceded Matan Torah. They were 26th generation of Chesed. But after Matan Torah is Shavuos, after the eighth day of Shavuos, right, we said from the Ramban, now it's no more Chesed. Now comes the Torah, you have to keep the Torah, din. So Rav Huttner says that the first 26 generations, we would think, where would Hashem show more Chesed? In its first 26 generations, it's a free lunch. But the truth is, we know, if you could do a chesed to a poor person, what's the biggest chesed, the Rambam says? Not to give him $10,000 for nothing. He'll be embarrassed. To give him a job where he can earn the $10,000 and he doesn't have any, he feels good. So a person looking at it superficially will think that the greater chesed was when you gave him a $10,000 handout. But a person who has depth will understand that when you gave him a job and you made him have self-esteem, that was a deeper chesed. That was a much more significant and meaningful chesed. So the 26 generations that were till Matan Torah, that was chesed vitur, Rav Huttner calls it, a free handout. There was no Torah that you had to keep and earn it. After the 26th generation, when we got the Torah, that was chesed mishpat. That's a chesed that we earned. And we work, that's where we get Olam Haba. We have a choice, Bechira, and we decide to be good. We're going to get Olam Haba. But then we earn it. When we come to Olam Haba, we're not going to feel we have bread of shame, that we didn't earn it. That's why Rav Huttner says, since the 26th generation before Matan Torah were Chesed Chinam, for nothing, each one had a different kindness. One only I give 10,000, one only I give 100,000, one only I give 20, each one I give this, one only needs clothing, one only needs a house, whatever. Each one is different. That's why there's 26 generations, 26 different kil olam chazdo. His chesed was different for each one. When it comes to the Matan Torah, now you have to earn it. There's no 26 different kinds. There's one way. One way is this is the Torah, and you'll keep the Torah. You'll earn what you deserve. So that's a deeper chesed. So these are the words of Rav Huttner. So it comes out, when did this change? This changed at Matan Torah. That means that Pesach, when we left, was still in the free lunch. That's why we got a free lunch. We were on the Memtesh Shari Tumah, and yet Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, because he was still operating in the principle of chesed vitur, which means chesed for nothing. And Shavuos, when the Torah was given, that's did. So perhaps Sviras HaOmer is like a transitionary period where even the first Sviras HaOmer, when the Jews were counting, that was to go from the kindness where we got a free handout, Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Shavuos where we had to earn it. And that's why Sviras HaOmer has these two ideas in it. It's beautiful, happy days, but on the other hand, it's din days, because we're coming to the Torah, and the Torah, we said, is you have to earn it. I think that the thought Rav Schlesinger was trying to say is lies in the words of Rav Huttner, and the Hamodia headline, I think, should read, "We count up," and that's how we raise ourselves up during Sefirah Soimer.